And welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So, what's the crack, guys? Get in touch. Let me know how you're doing. I've been sitting here for like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, many weeks now. I need to change the intro. I need to work on something else because I don't like it. I don't know why. It doesn't sit right with me. So, welcome to The Crack, guys. You're listening to The Crack. This is a podcast where I talk about The Crack. What's going on? What's going on? How are ya? How you doing? How you keeping? What you been up to? Keeping well? Yeah, but you're looking after yourself. Looking after yourself in this crazy world. This world where princesses can go missing. Basically makes it a fairy tale. Just need a dragon or something there, don't we? No, fucking maybe. No, we don't. No, we do not. We've already had plagues. We've had locusts. No, but we did the panic buying, which brought food shortages. So, right, okay, let's just keep the energy up. Missing princesses and plagues. Next thing you know, they're going to be... I'm not going to joke about that. Right, so, what's going on? Yeah. I think it's been about a week since the last episode, so I'm going to do another one. What's been happening in that week? Well, if I can tell you what's been going on in my flat. Bathroom's finished. That is a seriously clean shower screen. So, if anybody's unlucky enough to be in that bathroom while I'm showering, they'll see right through and be able to get a view. So, yeah, no, it's a good looking screen. Clean. It was flush against the, you know, the edge of the bath. There should be no leakage. Now we've got new sealant around the edges. So, as long as I don't weigh it down, should be good. Yeah, it's a bit shorter than the last screen. Not height-wise. Can you tell I got foundation maths? What's the width parameter shorter? It's not as long as the last one, so it doesn't cover as much of the same length of the bath. So, I'm going to have to get a longer bath mat. Am I just not the most ungrateful little bastard, you know? It's looking good though, and the bath's been redone along the bottom, so instead of the slats of wood, I don't know what you want to call it, the wood. Say wood one more time, motherfucker. Oh, you would you? I would because I could and I did. Doesn't mean I should. Yeah, so instead of the wood along the bottom of the bath, what the fuck was that, Lewis? I don't know. Instead of the wood along the bottom of the bath. We now have this fake marble stuff. Or maybe it's real marble. And I'm just ignorant to the finer things in the world. But looking good. The sort of shiny bathroom. And then the landlord contacted the charming Charlotte to say he had been sent photographs of the completed bathroom. And he doesn't like the way the toilet seat looks. So we're going to be getting a new toilet seat. So something to look forward to. Little things in life, guys. So yeah, that's the bathroom. All finished. All done. Much to my chagrin. Is that the word? I don't know. Throwing words out there. The workmen didn't get it all finished in the one day, so they had to come back and finish it another day, as you would. It was the day I finished night shift, so I came home and slept for about 2 hours. And then, they, you know what, they had work to do, they had to get it done, but I didn't sleep much that day, so I was not in a good mood. But my mood was seriously improved once I showered in the newly sealed bath. So yeah, bathroom's finished. How's your flat, or house, or caravan, or tent, teepee, wigwam? Yeah. What else do you live in? Apartment? Yeah. Penthouse. Back of a car. Cardboard box is under a bridge. How's your living space? Hope everything there is alright. We've not got leaks. Maybe you've got mice. Mice in the walls. Mice watching you sleep. Yeah. I remember when I was little, living with my parents, because, you know, the child, as you do, if you're lucky enough, living at home, and My parents were getting some sort of work done to the house. I'm not too sure. I don't remember that much, but I remember this part. The workman said, "You've had guests." Because my mother had picked myself and my sister from school. We'd walked home. And we got around and the workman said, "Oh, you've had guests." I remember those. I remember this vividly. And my mum said, "Oh, who?" And he turned around a big bit of the plasterboard that he had removed from the wall. And there was... turned around the plasterboard and there was a dead rat stuck to it. And how was it stuck? Because something had fallen on the rat in the wall and pinned its head to the plasterboard. So there's actually somewhere in my parents' house photographs of us standing, you know, the kids, one of me and my sister standing with this dead rat holding the plasterboard up. I'm like, oh, isn't this a lovely family photograph? The rat in the wall. The cat in the hat. Just a bit more realistic. The tiger that came for tea. The rat that came for a visit. That's what fucking happens. Yeah. So I hope you don't have rats in your walls. And if you do, I hope something dislodges and lands on its head and crushes its skull, essentially. Yeah. Quick death, but sends a message to the other rats. That's what you fucking get. Yeah. Last time I saw a rat was in London. Oh, I think Charlotte pointed out, it's in the underground. Because even rats in London can afford the underground. Now, I remember reading some wild statistic that, like, in cities, you're never more than, like, 6 or 10 feet away from a rat at any point. There's that many of them. I remember, fucking jet setter Lewis over here. When we were in Amsterdam, myself and Charlotte were waiting to get the wee ferry, because there's free ferries in Amsterdam, because there's a lot of water there. It's not all smoke. I went to get the ferry, and you're beside this massive, like, massive bike storage thing. You know, that not only is it a bike rack on the ground, but they have them, like, standing up and fucking hanging around and stuff. And we're standing there just waiting for the ferry. Here it comes. And then I look down to the ground. Little Dutch rat. Just going about his day. So, you know. I screamed and pulled my dress up to my knees and jumped up onto a little stool and grabbed a broom. No, doesn't really bother me. Rodents don't really bother me, but yeah, it could be one of the walls right now. Maybe there's a rat watching you listen to this. Ooh. Ooh. Anyway, let's move away from... yeah. I don't mind mice and rats and things. I remember, again, living in Grantown. My parents were away somewhere. They left me at home, alone. You know, it's probably only like 20. Trust me. Well, I would have been over 18 because I could drive. And one of the cats brought home a mouse. And I'm not sure if he's just fond of him or, you know, sort of lost his passion halfway through. But he hadn't killed the mouse. So he just let the little fucker go in the kitchen. And, you know, it's like a lino on the floor. So you could hear the... You can hear the wee fucking scribblings of this little fucker. So, you son of a bitch. So, real life game of mousetrap. I set up everything, cracked the wheel, and the old man came off the diving board into the bath, and eventually, basically, okay, I'll cut it short, I caught the mouse. Because I'm a hunter. Alpha. No, I caught the wee mouse. And rather than crush its skull against plasterboard and pose for photograph of the children, and again, instead of just letting it go in the garden where the cat was probably watching, like, you know, Lewis, I put a lot of effort into that. Have you ever caught a mouse with your bare hands? Well, I fucking had to, because you brought it to the kitchen. Yeah, I drove it out of Grantown, out to the woods, and let it go. Completely isolating it and separating it from its family and dropping it to an unfamiliar landscape. It was probably eaten by a fox within about 10 minutes of me driving off. But maybe you're a mouse listening to this. If you decide to come to my flat and I catch you, I won't kill you, all right? I'll drive you out of town. Okay, so I'd rather you didn't visit, but I'm not going to kill you. I mean, you used to get some really fucked up ways of getting rid of mice and rats. Have you ever seen glue traps? If you're lucky enough not to, I won't describe them, but glue traps. I'll let your imagination just do the rest from there. Fucking love that game, Maelstrom. Yeah, I'm going to have to see if I can find a version of that, but it's probably been bastardized and changed, and, you know, it's very offensive to have old man diving off diving boards. All right, okay, so now what is it? He still do it anymore. Oh, it's very offensive to mice, actually, to have them be the victims. Okay, right, so, yeah. Buckaroo was another good game. Pop-up pirate. You didn't know what he was going to do. Whew. Yeah. Operation. You know, his eyes are open in that game. That poor bastard. He's lying there with his massive big fucking Rudolph the Red Nose reindeer light bulb in his face. No wonder he screams. Fucking open surgery, fully conscious. Zzz. Yeah. Ooh. Board games. I'm afraid in this flat we only have Monopoly and Scrabble. I'm sure we have other games. No, we just have Monopoly and Scrabble, actually. Oh, we got one. Got it as a present for Christmas or my birthday a few years ago. It's called like New York Cap or something. It's a New York trivia game. I can't remember where it came from. Played it once. It's in the games box because we're classy as fuck. And that's not a fantastic wooden chest in the living room. You know, that could be full of wonders. It's one of the cardboard boxes that we used when we moved in. So it's probably got pots and pans written on the side in Sharpie. But it's in the living room, and we have a very tasteful throw draped over it with a cushion on top, so you wouldn't know. But yeah, if you're ever around, guys, and you want to play chess or something, ask to see our games chest. And we will remove the Cards Against Humanity, and we've got a few Monopolies. We've got the original Monopoly. We've got the Friends Monopoly. Not that you play it with friends. It's usually just me and Charlotte playing it. And wouldn't this be great if there was four other folk? Nope, just me and you. Yeah. And then we got like a... it's this thing, it comes with fucking everything. It's a chess board. It's got these drafts boards as well. Same board, Lewis. Same board. You know, you got chess board, drafts board, you can turn it over, you got a backgammon. And then you got all kinds of like pickup sticks and... Jesus, I was about to say chutes and ladders. Fucking hell, no. It's snakes and ladders. Snakes, where I come from, right? It's a fucking intense world out there. So chutes. Yeah, snakes and ladders. You know, it's one of these like 50 games in one. Okay, well. We'll just play one thing with it. Anyway, what are we talking about? What was I talking about? Mice and games? Life's a game. Is it? Am I winning? Oh. I don't know. Yeah. Rodents, that's right. Fucking mice and rats. Speaking of which, I was at the pet shop in the area not too long ago with a friend looking at the pets for sale. They have bearded dragons in there, and that's not as cool as it sounds. It's not these little fucking Merlin-looking dragons. They're these sort of... I don't know, they kind of look like they had their heads squashed. They're little lizard things, and maybe at the absolute most half a foot long, but they're not that big. They're not scary little things, and they're in a terrarium. And we're back, but you didn't know I was gone, because I edited it smoothly. Probably not. Yeah, somebody walked past and the chihuahua did not like that at all. Now, I know what you're thinking. Lewis, why don't you just close the door? You underestimate incredibly how lazy I am. Yes, it may be 3 feet behind me and I could lean and turn around, but that would mean taking off my headphones, which I could have done in the 45 seconds I had to sit and listen to the dog bark. But here we are, and we're back, and we're going to talk about the bearded dragons in the pet shop, because they were useless. Now, what I mean by useless, I don't mean I expect them to, you know, drive me to the fucking shop or pick up my fucking groceries as I go about my life. No. These little fuckers, there's two of them in the tank, the terrarium, sorry, an artificial ecosystem, simulates natural habitat. They were sitting on this big log thing, probably a log, to be honest. They were sitting on this log, and I don't know what they were doing. You know, what can they do? Their life is futile. They sit there and wait for death. You know, they have no purpose other than to be basically a living ornament. It's quite a horrendous existence. Or bliss, depending on how you look at it. And I'm standing there and my friend, and I'm like, holy shit, look at this. Well, guys, they feed these things live prey. I don't mean, you know, they don't throw like a hen in once a day. Like, these things are small. Like I said, maybe half a foot, the absolute maximum in length, but they're not even that. And I'm trying to think what you compare them to. If I say not even the length of a curly whirly, do you say, what the fuck are you talking about? Because that's pretty much not quite as long as that, but longer than a Snickers bar. Mm-hmm. Right, anyway, so yeah, so there's these weird little things. You know, like those tricone hats that pirates wear? Or sailors? Their heads are shaped sort of like that. Looks like they got squashed doof, by the top of the tank. And these guys are just sitting up on the log, just watching. And the live food they get fed, it's crickets and wee beasties. And I'm watching this guy on the top of the log, Pride Rock. You know, he's the Lion King. He's up there. He fucking owns the space. And these guys aren't for sale. So we stick our saying sold, but obviously they're waiting for the owner to come and collect them. I'm watching this cricket, oblivious as fuck, or suicidal as fuck, make his way up the log. And I'm, holy shit, I'm going to see this little bearded dragon eat this little cricket. And he's creeping up the log. He wasn't making the music, that was in my head. But yeah, he's creeping up the log. And, oh Jesus, he climbs on the wee things and then the bearded dragon's leg. And I'm like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck. He's climbing up the bearded dragon. Like up his, I'll say chest, but it's not like things ripped with abs, you know, the torso, what the hell would you call it? It's mid. It's climbing up the side of him, and he's getting closer to the mouth. And this little dragon, I say dragon, this little lizard, his black eyes are open. He's aware. He's darting around. I'm excited, I'm psyched up. I'm going, holy fuck, this is why I came here. This is why I'm in the pet shop right now, for shit like this. I'm going to see some fucking dinosaur fucking action here. And the cricket climbs up and stops just under the chin. And the bearded dragon very slowly, slowly turns his head. I mean, I'm basically pissing myself with excitement. Like, oh, come on, here we go. Doesn't do anything. You know, he knows his audience. He's letting the suspense build. He's got me in the palm of his little claw. I don't know. Talon? No, it's bird's hand. I don't know. The hell have they got? Pause. The fuck's a lizard's hand called? Anyway. There's a little cricket. He's climbing up close to the mouth. Close to the mouth. Me and my friend were watching. Oh my god. And the cricket climbs onto this thing's face. And down the other side. And this lizard doesn't do a thing about it. Well. That's why you're in a fucking tank, you useless little bastard. Why would you, you know? As I said to my friend at the time, see, like as I'm sitting here right now, if a cheeseburger wheeled past me within my reach, my arm would be out and I'd be eating that. Okay? If the cheeseburger smeared itself on my face and started to rub across my mouth, I'd take a bite. Even if I'm not hungry, I'm still going to have a little... No, just have a wee taste there, shall we? Yeah, it's a good cheeseburger. That's why you're in a tank, sir. Okay? You have no... I mean... You know, like, when somebody commits a terrible crime, and it's like, oh, that was a reaction, that was the lizard brain. You know, fight or flight, it's the lizard brain, it's the... That's a lizard. Its entire brain is lizard brain. And it's not acting on the basic survival impulse of eat food. So I don't know. Don't buy a bearded dragon if you want entertainment. Okay? Buy a slinky. Fucking useless. Oh, another thing they sold in that fucking pet shop. Jesus. Frogs. Yeah, that was kind of the reason we went. Because my friend was like, oh, we'll go see the frogs. I like frogs. I'm like, alright, fair enough. Who am I to say not to? You know? I've got a friend that loves hedgehogs. Let's go see the frog. I was expecting, like, Amazonian... Stick a dart in the little bastard's skin and shoot it. An enemy tribesman type frog. You know, like a multicoloured little rainbow guy. With big sticky hands. This podcast today has made me realise I don't know what you call these animals. Pause. claws, feet. I'm 30 fucking years old. What do you call a frog's feet? I don't even know what lizard's hands are called. I don't know. So we went to go and see the frog, and I was expecting this very colourful. You know, if you lick it, you're going to see music or whatever. One of those types of like, yeah, man, lick the frog, man. Or, you know, whoa, don't touch that. You'll die. No, my friends, they sell for 60 fucking pound, or 50, I think it was 60, a frog. Like a bog standard fucking frog. Now, where I come from, they just kick about at a time of the year. And I mean, like, there's so many of them. I remember years ago being away in the countryside with a friend, and we're walking back and it's dark, hearing the pop under my boot, you know, in the crack, because I accidentally stood on one, because the fucking, you're in the countryside, so, you know, it's marshy and stuff. The fucking ground's littered with frogs. Charlotte remembers, we went for a drive one night, again, I still live with my parents, it's the countryside, we're going out for a drive, and the road was just covered in them, and we had to just deal with the pops as we went along the road. I took no joy in killing the frogs, but there's so fucking many of them, right? I mean, as a kid, I don't know why, I kind of fucked up. We had like an old fish tank, and every year, again, don't know why, we take a walk and collect frog spawn in like an old Coke bottle or something like that. You know, take it home and blah, 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 put it in this thing, and oh, look, the tadpoles. Okay, excellent, cool. And holy shit, they're growing legs. And then I don't know, I'm assuming they probably all died, but I like to think Mum released them. Okay, so this pet shop now sells you a frog for 60 quid. Guys, don't buy frogs for £60. They're charging that because fuckers are paying that. Right, if you want a frog, I'll get you a frog. I don't even know a guy. I'm the guy. I'll get you a frog. There's no shortages of frogs, I hope. Because surely to God, that's one of these signs of like, the impending doom if there's no frogs left. So, fucking seriously, £60 a frog. No, do not buy a frog. Okay? I know exactly where you can go. Like, I know exactly. Like, I'll tell you the lay-by to park in. And I'll tell you which way not to drive, unless you want to, you know. Why is the road kind of green? Oh, that's the frog. Jesus, when I worked at a landmark, I worked at a theme park, they had these big water... oh, God. They had these big water slides. Not water slides that you sit on. You know, It wasn't like a water park where you would go in your swimming costume. It's water slides, you sit in these little inflatable boats. You know, if you're small enough, you could have three folk. If you had a big one in your group, you could go down in twos. But the water slides worked by a pump sucking water up out of this little tiny little reservoir, and then it would come down the chutes, and you put the boat on the water and press the button. Boat goes down the water. And this is in the woods. Yeah, it's in the woods. A forest adventure park. Scotland's number one family attraction. I fucking hated that job. Did I? No, I'm just bitter. No, but the water pumps. Yeah, there's a filter on them. And I would say every now and again, every day, poor wee frogs would have to be prized from the bars as they had been souped against it, and obviously the force Jesus Christ, the force of the water being pulled through behind them would flatten them against the grate. So, you know, poor Kermit crushed in his dreams. So that was my week. Was that my what else happened this week? I won £8 on a bet, because back in May, I've not even seen the film, I put £1 on Oppenheimer to win Best Picture, and it was 8-1 odds, so when Oppenheimer was announced as Best Picture, chung, £8 for me, yeah, 8-1 odds, and then I put back on another bet and lost it entirely, so that was a lot of waiting for fuck all, but yeah, well, thank you Oppenheimer for winning Best Picture, for the briefest of moments I had £8 in my bookie account. And, yeah, what's been going on today? I've been cleaning around the flat, Charlotte's away, I went out and got a new watch strap. Don't know how these wee you know, these little kiosk things where you get keys cut and things. I don't know how they stay in business, because for the price the guy charged, that included the strap and the labour. Very impressive. I'm delighted. I can tell the time again. Now when I wonder what time is it, I just look at my wrist. I don't even have to take out my phone. Yeah. Charlotte's on her way home. She was at a hen party. Because she lives a very social life. Yeah, so I don't know where she is now. On the road, somewhere. Probably about to come in. Might get some Chinese, because any excuse for a Chinese. And I get to hear all about her day. Which isn't sarcasm. Some folk are like, oh, I'll get to hear all about her day. No, I'm looking forward to hearing about it. I hope there's a lovely time. Because I believe there was massages being had by the party. I've only had a massage once in my life, and that was in Tenerife, and it was incredible. So why don't I just go and get another one? Maybe I will. Maybe I should. Probably will. Yeah, hope Charlotte enjoyed that. Because, I mean, they got up to other things. It wasn't like, let's drive for a couple of hours to go get a massage. Depending on how good the massage is, maybe it's worth it. They got up to some other things. Speaking of which, obviously she's my lady, you know. Like, into soapy, I love her, all that type of stuff. But I'm very, very impressed, very proud of her. She... Yeah, I can talk about it. Okay, so she made these wee goodie bags for the girls going. Why wouldn't I be allowed to talk about it? Because they were a surprise, but the day's, you know, they're on the way home. They're winding down. She made these wee goodie bags for the girls going, and there's a bunch of stuff in them. I don't know, like little cups with names printed on them and sweeties and stuff. But the things that really impressed me the most was she went out and got little, like, slip-on sandal things. Probably it's just sandals, or what you'd call them. Like shoes, but ones you'd wear around the pool. Not flip-flops, though. Flip-flops, I think they have the wee bit that goes in between your toes. That's not relevant at all, but... yeah, so she had the wee... she had those. But then she sewed onto each pair. So there's two flip-flops per... two fucking sandals per girl. Per woman, sorry. She sewed everyone's name onto theirs, and... she's never sewed, so she had to teach herself to do it. And she showed me them. She did a really good job. But for the past few nights, I'm saying that for the past eight, you know, maybe just under a week, every night she's been sitting on the couch going over and over and taking her time and being very careful about it and really getting it as perfect as possible. And she got better as it went on. So she would go back and do other ones and touch them up and stuff. And yeah, really proud of her. Because obviously... it's something that you probably wouldn't even look twice at, but because she knew it wasn't perfect, and this had to be perfect, she really gave it 110%. So, yeah, really proud of her. So, I'll get her to sew some stuff for me now. No. Yeah, just something you wouldn't even consider. So it's, what do I learn from this? What can I, a man, take from this? Maybe look closer at things people put effort into, because obviously a lot of detail and work goes into these things. You know, like when you're in a restaurant and you get your little sandwich and soup, maybe just take a wee look at how it's presented on the plate. Maybe somebody's made it perfect. Yeah. So yeah, those wee sandal flip-flops, she gave 110% into that. Which, there's a bunch of other things as well, but, you know, not, I don't know. She was stressing out her box about it, so... I hope it was a good day, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it. Because, well, hang on, fucking, I'm looking forward to hearing about it if it was a good day. If it was not, then I am in for a long fucking night, week, you know, fuck's sake. So, I hope it's good. So in the case of this, today's hen party, congratulations to Fiona and Cameron. It's another couple with a wedding coming up, and... Fiona, I hope you had a lovely... I don't think she listens. Hope you had a lovely hen party. And... right. So what's that? Half an hour. Well, I've got to take off a few bits because I had to edit some time with the dog barking. No listener mail, but another message for listeners. I would like to pass my sincere congratulations to an arrival. So congratulations on the arrival of wee Archie. Archie was born, I think, a week ago today. So happy 1 week in this world, Archie. Congratulations to Meg and Jack. You know, hope everything's going well for you. I'm glad you're well. Congratulations on wee Archie. Very exciting. But yes, I shall leave it there, guys. So what have we got there? Congratulations to Fiona and Cameron, and congratulations to Meg and Jack. Right, so that's been a week. Have I got anything else to talk about? I don't know. I could have spoke about this coat hanger that fell down, but... The coat hanger fell down. There you go, spoken about. Nyong. Car going past outside. Right, if you want to get in touch, guys... Check out the website, www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk, and I'll say it again, www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a contact page on that website there. You can contact through the page on the website. And if you want them read out, you got any congratulations, you got any wedding announcements, you got any birthdays, happy birthday to you. Yeah. But right, so as with every week, thank you very much to Blackmail for the theme tune and Cora for the logo, the artwork. Very much appreciated you guys lending your talents to the podcast. And now to the listeners, as always, hope you're taking care of yourself. You be good to each other. All right, look after yourself. Keep your head above the water, keep your powder dry or something. I don't know. Be good to each other. Don't take any shit. Alright, be good. I'll speak to you next time, guys. Bye for now.